Greetings, everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, our soon coming King of Kings and Lord of Lords, this is the True Word radio program of Apostolic Ministries of America, Incorporated, a church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Our headquarters is located at 1422 Norwood Avenue in the city of Titusville, Florida, United States of America, where you're always invited to come and hear God's word preached in its fullness, preached as it was on the day of Pentecost and during the early days of the Christian church, when devout men of God cried out after their hearts were pricked by the preaching of Peter and the rest of the apostles to the tune of Men and Brethren, What Shall We Do? Then Peter declared unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. My friend, today our prayer is up for you. Our prayer goes up for your neighbor, and it goes up for your children and your neighbor's children, that they too might have the opportunity to receive the wisdom and knowledge that will cause them to be saved according to the great plan of salvation that was brought here by Jesus Christ, who preached it and confirmed it to the apostles, that they too might be able to go into all of the world and preach it to each and every one. And those who believe can have the opportunity to have eternal life. May you receive a blessing as you listen to this broadcast today in the name of Jesus. The next voice you will hear will be that of Chief Elder Charles Ford Walker. God bless.
Do that. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings, Lord. We thank you. thank you, Lord, for the grace that has been extended to the human family. Lord, we thank you for letting us live in this time when we can get salvation, Lord, when salvation can be ours. Glory to God. We just ask you, Lord, to continue to let us grow in knowledge and strength and in revelation of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to keep us in all of our, your ways, Lord. We ask you to keep us, Lord, in all of our endeavors. Lord, we just ask you to be with us, amen, to the end of this journey. Lord, be with us every piece of the way. Lord, be with us in every mile that we have to travel. Lord, be with us when our children, amen, travel this journey. Lord, be with us when our grandchildren, glory to God, travel this journey. We ask you, Lord, to just keep them in your ways. Lord, we just ask you to reveal, glory to God, the revelation of Jesus Christ to the world today, that they can be saved. Glory to God, that they can see. Glory to God, this plan of salvation, that they can realize that it is for them. In the name of Jesus Christ, glory to God, hallelujah, that he died, amen, for their sin, that he rose again. Glory to God, the third day, that he ascended into heaven. Glory to God, and sat down on the right hand of God as the intercessor. And oh God, every time that we need him, every time that we need his blood, glory to God, to redeem us, he has it in heaven with him. Glory to God, he has it on the altar. He has it on the mercy seat. He has it at the throne of God. He can just reach back. Glory to God, amen, and catch his blood. Glory to God to bring us back. Glory to God to redeem us. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for this plan of salvation. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. We thank you, Lord, our soul. Glory to God, hallelujah. Our soul cries out. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, just give us the strength to continue this journey. Oh, God, just give us the strength. Glory to God, hallelujah, to be one in that number when you come for your church, when you come for the church without spot or wrinkle, when you come for the church that is without blemish, when you come for the church, glory to God, that is holy and without blame. Lord, let us be one of the members. Glory to God, hallelujah. Let us be, glory to God, hallelujah, those that have followed this thing to the end, those that have kept the word, those that have kept the testimony of Christ, those that didn't cherish their life, glory to God, hallelujah, but was willing to lay it down. Oh God, we just ask you to keep us in all of your ways, Lord. Glory to God, as we negotiate these last and evil days that are upon us. We ask you, Lord, to keep our children. We ask you, Lord, to keep our loved ones. Oh God, we just ask you to just heal us, Lord, of our afflictions. Lord, we ask you to heal us of our disease. Oh God, we ask you to go into the old folks' home. Go into the hospitals, Lord, and catch the saints of God. Catch the saints that are calling upon you. Catch the saints that are calling upon your name. Lord, we ask you to touch them. Lord, we ask you to pick them up. Lord, we ask you to stand them up. Glory to God, and set their feet on holy ground. Lord, we ask you to restore them, Lord. We ask you to forgive them, Lord, of the sins that they may have committed. We ask you, Lord, that they be restored. Glory to God, back to your holy church in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we ask you to look down on the church here at Norwood. Glory to God, hallelujah. We ask you, Lord, to bless each and every soul in the church. We ask you, Lord, to bless the leaders. Glory to God, hallelujah. We ask you, Lord, to bless each and every elder in the church here today. Lord, we just ask you to just keep them in your word. Lord, we just ask you to let salvation always rest upon them. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to keep them, oh God, from hurt, harm, or danger. We ask you to keep them safe on the highway. We ask you, Lord, to keep them safe in the air. We ask you, Lord, to keep them safe from the evil things that men do. Oh, God, we ask you to protect them against hurt, harm, and danger, that your word can continue to go out, that your word can continue to be witnessed. Glory to God among the land of the living. Glory to God, hallelujah. Letting all of the world know that they must turn from their sins. Glory to God, to the righteousness that is in Jesus Christ, if their salvation is to come into their hearts. Oh, God, we just ask you to keep us, Lord. Oh, God, help us to continue this way in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let the request of each and every soul be honored here today. Oh, God, let the prayers of each and every individual be here today. We ask you, Lord, to put a blessing upon each and every one of us, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we believe you. Lord, we believe. Oh, God, if we wait until the end, Lord, we know that you will show up. Oh, God, with healing in your womb. Lord, we're going to wait upon the Lord. In Jesus' name, let the church say, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And we're thankful to give you the opportunity once again, amen, to receive this True Word radio program of Apostolic Ministries of America. And we're just wanting to let you know that we are looking forward to visiting you wherever this program is being heard today. We're looking forward to visiting you sometimes in the near future, amen, to come into your churches, to come into your temples, amen, and to express to you the Word of God in its fullness, that all neighbors and all friends and all relatives, along with yourself and with all of the saints of God, will have the opportunity in these last and evil days to hear God's Word preached in its fullness, to be able, amen, to receive the revelation of Jesus Christ, that the saints of God and those that believe upon Jesus will be able to stand in these last and evil days and will be counted worthy because they believe the truth of God, will count it worthy to stand before God in these last and in these evil days. We certainly, amen, are looking forward to that time when we can come into each of your cities to express the manifold wisdom of God, that everyone will be thoroughly furnished, glory to God, with the knowledge and the wisdom and the revelation that will be needed to keep them in these last and evil days from falling into the grip of Satan and the destruction that he is bringing upon all of the world and upon all mankind. We know that the only way that there can be a method of escaping the works of Satan in these last days will be to embrace the Word of God in its fullness, that you might be saved and receive the Spirit of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sealed by that Holy Spirit of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we want you to continue, amen, to write us at 1422 Norwood Avenue, our post office box 39 in the city of Titusville, Florida, United States of America, 32781-0039. Glory to God. And let us know that you enjoy this program. Let us know, amen, that it is a blessing to you, amen, to receive this program each weekday and each time on Sunday that it comes into your home. And this is Chief Elder Walker saying so long and God bless until next time with more of this exciting Word of God. God bless.